As far as my relationships with all people, I think I have great relationships with all people. I am the least racist person in this
room. This is a man that embodies white privilege. We all know it. He knows it. Bill Burr, meanwhile.
And also, they got to stop naming stuff deliberately confusing, like white privilege. Mm-hmm. Every white person I knew was like, I didn't grow up rich. Mm-hmm. That's how we took that. I don't know why. I don't know who names the shit. Mm-hmm. But like, I didn't know what it meant. I was like, what are you talking about? I grew up in a duplex with squirrels in the So.
What would you call it?
What would I call white privilege? Mm-hmm. No, I would. Ah, well, that's a good question. Being white? I don't know. I don't know.
Had a different yet hilarious take on the matter of the phrase.
When it comes to great steaks, I've just raised the stakes. The Sharper Image is one of my favorite stores with fantastic products of all kinds. Trump steaks are by far the best tasting, most flavorful beef you've ever had. Truly in a league of their own.
Speaking of food, while Trump and many others in D.C. enable the poisoning of what we eat in the name of capitalism.
Well, our food supply is poison.
Yeah.
It was taken over by one group of people, and they own the rights to the seeds and all of that type of stuff, and they forced out all of these farmers. If their seeds blew onto their property, they could sue them for using their seeds. And the media just ignored all of that because they get paid by them. That's sort of what is going on globally, is everybody is just choosing money, the bag, as kids say nowadays.
Burr takes a sledgehammer to the status quo. And here's the thing, he's 1,000% correct.
And if the evidence indicated that Edward Snowden violated the law, he should be prosecuted for violating the law. And indeed, since then, the evidence is clear that not only does Snowden violate the law, but it appears he committed treason. Treason is defined under the Constitution as giving aid and comfort to the enemies of America.
This one didn't age well for Texas Senator Rafael Ted Cruz, now did it.
And that's what you probably learned with Snowden, what he did, you know? And, like, he did that for all of us. He should be treated like a hero, half the people, you know? Over here, the big thing is if you know somebody's fighting for the people, they're immediately branded a socialist or a communist, and they somehow try to tie him to Putin. It's just like, or he just thinks the banking system's a little f***ed up and maybe it shouldn't be run by a private corporation. Could be that.
At this point, Burr is on a heater, man. With these political takes, he is cooking.
The reason we had so many overreaching regulations in our nation is because the church complied. The church is supposed to direct the government. The government is not supposed to direct the church. That is not how our founding fathers intended it. And I'm tired of this separation of church and state junk that's not in the Constitution. It was in a stinking letter, and it means nothing like what they say it does.
Bad faith actors such as these, i.e. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, is likely a big reason why Burr says stuff like this.
Human beings are completely flawed, and it's God's fault, because that's how he makes us. Damn. So you need to stop going on Sunday praising him. You need constructive criticism. It's just an astoundingly, not even dumb, just not having empathy, which is the first level of intelligence. If you can't take yourself out of yourself and look at somebody else, see the situation and hear it, that there's just a level of life and living life you're not going to get past.
That's true.
You're just not going to get past.
And honestly, who could blame him?
What's happening on America's college campuses is horrific. Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel. They attack Jewish students. They attack Jewish faculty. This is reminiscent of what happened in German universities in the 1930s. It's unconscionable. It has to be stopped. It has to be condemned, and condemned unequivocally.
Blatant lies from a man who is running from being held accountable for his failures as a politician. On the topic,
I hate Harvard. Are you kidding? Have you heard what's going on college campuses these days?
I don't watch the news.
You don't realize that college campuses erupted with the kids demonstrating for Hamas? They are in with the terrorists?
No, they were for the Palestinians.
Well, it's sort of the same cause. Why, are you?
I'm on the side of the kids.
Yeah, that's easy to say. You know, no one wants to see kids dead. This is a war.
That was very brave of you to say
this
that.
This is a war. No, I'm the one who's actually brave on this.
Pat yourself on the back.
It's easy to say I'm for the kids. Who's not for the kids?
Well,
it comes down to real hard-nosed decisions.
Stop talking like you're a general.
A country got attacked. Israel got attacked.
I'm not saying that they didn't have a right to go back. I'm just sitting there going, how do I look at what...
We're the only country in the world that they get attacked, and then as soon as they counterattack, it's like, well, we got to stop this now. Don't attack them. There's a very simple solution to all this problem in the Middle East. Stop attacking Israel.
Hey, you
stop
just
attacking
it.
Israel.
You just
I did.
Solved it.
I actually
there
did.
There you go. That's fantastic.
Anyway.
All right.
We don't need to get onto that.
Let's go to Russia and the Ukraine. How do you solve that one, Bill?
Burr hits the nail on the head as usual.
I see a nation where over 85 million of our people are either uninsured or underinsured. And as all of you know, we are the only major country on earth not to guarantee health care to all people. I see a nation where unbelievably over 500,000 people go bankrupt each year because of medically related debt. You got that? You were sick, you had a cancer operation, and you know what you get? You go bankrupt as a result.
Listen to Senator Bernie Sanders. And then listen to Burr on The Breakfast Club.
At the beginning of the pandemic, remember that kid who he hoorded all the hand sanitizer?
One of the greatest
gambles ever. Because they always, SARS is coming and all of this shit. This kid said, all right, I think this stuff is real. And he had a whole garage full of hand sanitizer and he was upping the price by 100%. And seeing, they were just dragging this kid. Mm-hmm. How could you do that? And then meanwhile, like big pharmaceutical companies, it's like $460 for a leukemia pill. And that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. Why is that fine? Because they're making money off them, so they're not going to, bite the hand that feeds.
Because guess what? The man's got a point here as well. And on the major networks, like Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and many others continually lying to our faces on serious issues, or just avoiding them altogether, Burr has a take on that as well.
The job's not worth the headache. And I think that the House and the Senate basically voting that you can't prosecute us for insider trading... And they're all worth $20 to $40 million. And you watch CNN and Fox News, who are supposed to be these journalists, just completely leave them alone. It's like, why do I want that job? I can just sit here. No one knows who I am other than in my state. I can make my $40 million, move to another state. No one knows who I am. Get a boat and some coke and some whores and I'm good, right? that's how they look at it. Mm-hmm. Like CNN and Fox, if I was running... CNN and Fox News would be shut down. They are anti-American. All they do every day, their business is to divide us. And then who they go after. They just go after. The reason why comedians have been getting so much is because we don't advertise on their network, so we're just soft targets.
Hey, I appreciate you watching. Now, if you can, please do become a channel member by going to youtube.com/tytsports and clicking the join button. If that's too much for you, you can just go to tyt.com/join to become a member. It helps all of us out here at the Young Turks and keeps our network afloat. In addition, you could follow me on my socials on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Appreciate the love. Have a great day.
Calling out elite people in comedy should be the rule of thumb.
I think Donald Trump's hair is actually another creature.
Yeah.
The hair's like going, good night, Donald. Good night, Donald. There we go. Yeah.
Maybe it goes out and makes money while he's asleep. Yeah.
There is something about punching down that feels taboo, and punching up is the way to go.
Crack's not really my thing, but if it was, it would be fine if I was on that side.
Wow.
Don Jr.'s on coke.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
I'm a very stable genius.
It is very important, the work that the Jordan Kleppers are doing, the work that the Good Liars are doing, the work that our team here at the Turks are doing, and many more.
Used to see these tackles, now they tackle. Oh, head-on-head collision, bing, flag, football's become soft.
You have Trump doing sound effects for tackles. The choice could not be more clear. Let's not beat around the bush about it.